Welcome back to this masterclass on the system for winning. If you're following the book, we're in chapter 12, the models. And of course, we're in the topic, getting it. And the models is the first step in getting it, where we start very abstract. Rather than diving into, well, how specifically do you win? First, we begin at the highest level. How does anyone win in your career or business? What are the models that you can use to figure out what your winning approach is? The quote at the start of the chapter is by Warren Buffett's partner, Charlie Munger. Munger defines Lollapalooza as the critical mass obtained via a combination of concentration, curiosity, perseverance, and self-criticism applied through a prism of multidisciplinary mental models. And if you're not aware of it, where this comes from is that Charlie Munger is very well known for the models that he uses for thinking. So not just ideas, right? So much in our world are content ideas. Step up, network more. But anyone who's serious about the craft of thinking, about being strategic, has a far more sophisticated approach, types of mental models that they use to process the world. And this really captures the notions of models here. As I said, we're being abstract here. So we're not saying, all right, so in your career, what does it take to win? Oh, you have to work hard. You have to drive more revenue. Oh, you have to hustle. Yeah, that's it, hustle. What we're saying is, if you step back and you apply models, mental models, frameworks, systematic models for winning, what do they look like? And there's two types of models that we're going to talk about in here. Role models and modeling your roles. And as I mentioned earlier in getting it, there might be a million different ways you can come at this. And I'm not suggesting this is the right approach. And I'm certainly not suggesting this is the right approach for you. This is an approach to modeling what it takes to win, for starting to build your model for getting it and winning at what you do. A somewhat controversial figure in his industry, Bobby Kotick, CEO of Activision, has an incredibly deliberate strategy, and he's sticking to it. Eschewing typical video game speak, Kotick consistently defines Activision's strategy as narrow and deep and analyzable. He's not hunting for the next big thing. He's not shooting for the video game equivalent of Vanilla Ice. Instead, like Dr. Dre signing Eminem, Kotick is focused on franchises that have the potential to be exploited every year on every platform with clear sequel potential and have the potential to become $100 million franchises. I just want to back up on that and repeat that. Notice what he's saying. It's very clear to him. He's looking for potential, exploited every year, right? So he's not looking for a one-time hit on every platform because he's looking to be able to distribute it as broadly as possible with clear potential for sequels and the potential to become $100 million franchises. See, and I'm not suggesting, again, this is the point of the models. It's not suggesting this is the right model. What it's suggesting is he's got a model. He knows what matters to him, and he executes on it. This is the point of what we're talking about in getting it. Because of his strong financial focus, his strategy is less popular with video game enthusiasts, but it is a model that enabled him to build Activision from bankruptcy into what was, when I wrote this book, a $14 billion company. Whatever anyone might think of his strategy, it's a powerful model for success in his industry. This is the point of the models. From a high level, know what models lead to success in your career. Next, we cover two ways to model success: role models and modeling roles. This first step to modeling is role models. And you might say here that this kind of fits the notion people say, get a mentor or figure out a role model for what you're trying to win at. But what does it mean? Right, it's the same thing as work smarter. What does it mean? How specifically do you get a role model? And how specifically do you use them? If you ask many people what leads to success in your industry, they'll likely list out those good ideas of what it means to get it. I suggest a different approach. Rather than beginning with what, begin with who. As Tony Robbins says, success leaves clues. Begin by creating a list of people who have succeeded in your business. Pay attention to the winners and ask, what works for them? Collect role models and your path becomes more clear. See, rather than trying to go where there is no path and leave a trail, role models give you a path that has already been set. But here's the problem. Because each person is a unique individual, rarely does anyone come across one role model who is a perfect fit. But truth be told, this is good news because it forces you to adopt a much, much better approach. When I was in associate training at Goldman Sachs, I heard a piece of advice from a senior banker that still resonates. Rather than seeking out one great mentor for your career, seek out different mentors, each of whom embody a quality you would like to develop. But like most people who give great advice, she left us with no idea how to actually do it. Fortunately, since then, I have learned the secret. You create a model of a role model. By this I mean, take the best of your different role models, figure out what is right for you, and then build a composite role model, what I call a character, for who you are building yourself to be. This method applies a sophisticated approach to modeling success that goes deeper than surface-level observations by breaking down how your role models do what they do.